Thanks for joining us in our journey of talking with God. Our goal is to encourage people to pray more often and to shed the stigma that talking with God is complicated or has some special formula. There is no special sauce. God, our Father, is there to listen to us in all seasons. Whether you're in a happy mood, or maybe you're facing some struggles and find yourself angry at the world, or even God Himself, He is still there. Each week, we bring you a single prayer from a single person. They can choose to remain anonymous or provide their identity. That part is not important. What is important, however, is their prayer. We all pray differently, and our goal each episode is to show you how this one person prays to God. We hope you enjoy your time here with us. If you do enjoy the content, then please subscribe to our podcast for future episodes. Thanks for joining me here again on Talking with God. I am grateful that you have decided to take time out of your day to spend it with me. Last week, we discussed briefly the purpose and some history of Lent. And we're about a week in now, and I'd love to know how you're faring. If you're struggling, I'd love to pray for you. Even better, pray with you. Just click the interview request form and send me a message. I'll pray for your needs as we walk through Lent together. You know, prior to Lent, we were discussing the path of prayer, and it touched on some facets of a mature believer. Now, this is a special phase because you are walking with God, and you are fulfilling the Great Commission by spreading the good news. You are helping God grow His children and helping train and equip others to do the same as you. You are, in a way, being a father to people that are growing under you. And that is an amazing way to serve God, and it's such a humbling part of life. Now, I'll touch base on some of the points I made as a refresher. And those three key points were that a mature believer yearns to fulfill the Great Commission. And the question that we asked was, what role does my faith play in my willingness to share the gospel with others? And then a mature believer abides in Christ so that he may bear fruit for him. And we asked ourselves, what role does my faith play in another person coming to faith in Christ? You could be the person that finally breaks through and they confess that they need Jesus. Or you could be someone that is a stepping stone on the path to their salvation. And in both cases, that is an honored place. So even if you don't lead someone to Christ, don't feel down about that. Sometimes it can take someone 15 times before they realize that there's nothing else. There's nowhere to go. They can't do anything without Jesus. And then a mature believer seeks God first in his struggles. So those are the three key points that we made 2 weeks ago. But let's dig deeper into this and talk about one of the things that I love about the maturity you get as you draw closer to Christ. And that is how deep our admiration gets for him as our faith and experience grows. Now, that admiration is at all levels that we've talked about. It doesn't just click on like a light switch later on down the road. As a new believer, you admire him because who else would be so gracious to choose you as his own by dying for you? And then in the tweener phase, we admire him because he has so well equipped us to protect us from the enemy. He lets us know that we're not robots, and his desire is for us to gain confidence in him. Now, as a mature believer, our adoration and admiration become heightened from the fruit he is bearing in our lives. We know without a doubt that we cannot do life without him, and he somehow chooses to carry out his work through our lowly lives. We are amazed in increasing ways to give praise to him, praise like we see in Psalms. Those thoughts that relish his goodness and care for us are all prayers. They are sweet thoughts lifted up as incense to the Lord. Psalms 141:2 says, "Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And we also yearn to pray for others and have others pray for us. After listing the pieces of spiritual armor, Paul commends us to pray at all times for ourselves and others. But then, in the next verse, he says, "And pray on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known the boldness, the mystery of the gospel." Paul himself deeply realized his need for prayer. So even the great apostle lived on the prayers of others. So the next time someone is expressing a difficulty, instead of saying you will pray for them, I challenge you to instead pray with them. It will make a world of difference to their day. And even a non-believer will allow you to pray for them. Now, it isn't that far of a stretch to ask if you can pray with them instead of pray for them. It's absolutely scary, and I understand that. But the worst that you're going to get is a no. The mature believer knows and understands the perseverance of prayer. Charles Spurgeon said this, and I love it, because it is perseverance in a nutshell. He said, "Delayed answers to prayer are not only trials of faith, they also give us opportunities to honor God through our steadfast confidence in Him, even when facing the apparent denial of our request." So we must continue to pray, even if it seems that request is falling on dead ears. Now, I'm not suggesting mere ritual or repeating of words. There's been plenty of times that I've mentioned that, while ritual prayer does have a place, it's very dangerous because you're just saying words, and it is so easy to just go through the motions and become disconnected from God. So we have to be careful that if we do happen to use a ritual prayer, there's actual intention behind it. You know, it is in supplication that we bring to God our requests that change the world. There's not magic in our words, but as His children in Christ, God loves hearing our requests. Now, perhaps that length of perceived unanswered request is really God pushing you to dig deeper into your faith. Have you ever thought about that, my friends? So, there you have it. Let's round up all of the attributes for clarity. These are all attributes of a mature believer, and I think it's a really great barometer for us to say, yes, my walk in Christ is at that point, and I don't want to stop. So to cover both what we talked about last week and now, we'll start from last week. A mature believer yearns to fulfill the Great Commission. A mature believer abides in Christ so that He may bear fruit for Him. A mature believer seeks God first in his struggles. A mature believer has a greater depth of admiration and adoration for God. A mature believer is deep in the power of prayer and yearns to pray for or with others and seeks others to pray for them. A mature believer perseveres in prayer even if the times are hard and the Lord may not seem to be listening. So those are very key elements that I feel really set the tone of what we need to aspire to be mature in Christ. Now, it's not the end-all be-all. That never, ever happens. We continue to pursue. We run our race. But what I do hope is that this series has helped enlighten you and give you a chance to look inward spiritually and ask yourself, where am I? Sometimes, and I'd say often, we get caught up in our day-to-day activities and never assess our prayer life or how to improve it. A quick acid test is that your prayer life mirrors your walk with God. If you aren't praying often, you aren't spending time with God like you think you are. Next week, we'll be wrapping up the series as I talk about our servant leaders. This will be my opinion, and it comes from intentionally picking the brains of every pastor I encounter, because their life intrigues me. I don't believe that every believer is called to pastor, but I am interested in what made that decision so clear. So I have one more question. Friends, will you pray with me? Father, You have been so kind to us, and we come before You humble beings who struggle daily in our walk with You. We are not judged by those stumbles, but by our fruit born through Your works. Help us lean into You when we are at impasses and strengthen our resolve. Put it in our hearts to pray often and to pray with or for others. Whether we are a new believer or a mature believer, You hold us all at the same level of accountability. Keep us humble with that knowledge and allow us to love others with that clarity. You are amazing, and nothing in life could be done without You. Thank You for Your Son. Thank You for Your sacrifice. In Christ's powerful name, Amen.
Thank you again for taking time out of your day to spend with us. Can I ask a small favor? Okay, well, maybe it's a couple, but they are really important. First, can you subscribe to us? Second, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you give us a rating and let us know how we're doing? That helps our podcast get discovered. And if I'm honest, it makes us feel good too. Even if it's just a 1 star out of 5, it's crucial feedback so that we can improve. One last thing, can you share this with your family or friends? We're on all major podcast platforms, and even if it's just 2 people, maybe your whole Facebook or Twitter, whatever you're comfortable with, we're happy to have that. It would mean the world to us, because every little bit helps us get discovered and allows us to share God's message to the world. We hope that by sharing this prayer with you, that you are encouraged to pray more often and more comfortably. And most importantly, your relationship with God grows in talking with Him. If you'd like to share a prayer, check out the link below and contact us. We love you and hope that you visit us again next week.